right, and welcome to Jack Deal Reviews podcast. They're all trying not to laugh. All right, so with us, with me today, we have, as usual, returning is Tommy Waters.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen?
All right, we also have two newcomers who I'm surprised I haven't been able to get on here before, but we have Luke Henry.
How we doing?
And we have Adam Filone.
Ciao, ciao, ragazzi.
Wow.
Unbelievable, Jack. Unbelievable. Why'd you invite him?
I don't know. We're going to figure that one out. But we have a lot of movies to talk about, so we're going to get right into things. But basically, this podcast, we're just going to go through a bunch of movies that we've not talked about between September and December, and also maybe some other ones, including, we got some Moana, just because Adam doesn't like movies.
Hey!
Anytime
he what gets... can I say except you're welcome?
Can we keep, like, a counter of how many times he breaks out into song?
Sky.
I have one right now.
No need to praise.
All right. So we're going to start off...
that's a great song.
It is, but we're going to go right into actually the opposite of Moana. We're going to get into it.
So,
So out of the, between the four of us, only Tommy and I have seen It, so we're going to do a quick little talk. By the way, for most of these, we're going to try to keep it non-spoiler, maybe minor plot points we're going to spoil, but because Luke and Adam actually haven't seen a lot of these, which begs the question of why they're even here, we're going to keep it non-spoiler for them. So It, Tommy, what did you think of It?
I loved it. It was pretty surprising, you know? Like, I when I went into it, I didn't know what to expect, and I just got... Is something funny to you?
Just the use of It. Because, yeah. Like, when I went into it, you could have met It as the movie itself, or the name of the movie.
It's no, just we're just going to say It.
It?
Throughout as many times as we can.
It. Okay.
So, Tommy, you enjoyed it.
I really did.
I also enjoyed it.
But I enjoyed it. Yeah, we need a
like an encounter in the top right.
You do realize that this is a podcast. It only has a voice,
but
right?
It's okay. You still edited it in some way.
And it was scary, too. Like, yeah. It scared me in the right ways.
We could do a video instead.
We're not doing a video.
All right, so, yeah, I agree. It was actually, I wasn't quite sure what it was going to be like going in. I enjoyed all the trailers. The chemistry between all the kids was great. Like you said, the horror for it was also pretty scary, especially, like, it surprised me right in the beginning where they took off, they literally bit off Georgie's arm.
That freaked me out. Like, I'm sitting in a theater at college, and, like, with a bunch of college kids, and legit, during that scene, everyone were like, oh!
Yeah, it set the tone for the rest. It happens at the first
time. They released, like, the first...
By the way, Adam, I'm surprised you didn't see this movie. Nope. You're usually the horror guy.
Where would I have seen it?
In a theater.
There's no theaters by me.
See, well, that's why your college sucks.
And so. That's why I say, like, a theater near you, because there's always a theater near you.
Well, not near where there
is. Did you actually Google anything?
I'm not going to a movie theater in Chester, Pennsylvania.
Oh, my God.
Because you will get shot, ladies and gentlemen.
We here do not all take the thoughts and opinions of Tommy with that you'll be shot.
Adam?
You'll probably just be stabbed.
Adam, will you get shot?
You would likely get shot.
There you go.
It's all right. The expert here. Okay. Another one that I'm just going to quickly go over. It didn't obviously came out this year, but it or come out this year. It's Close Encounters of the Third Kind. They re-released it. I saw it for the first time. It's a Spielberg movie. I actually saw it in the theater with no one else, which was great. If you hear laughing in the background, it's because Adam and Tommy are just pouring their water out all over the table.
It's not my fault. I asked for some water, and he just doesn't.
Moving on. If you haven't seen Close Encounters, go see it. It's a great movie. It's got the Spielberg magic. Now we're going to move. We'll actually talk about a movie that only.
Oh!
Tommy! Tommy's now spilled the water all over the table.
Now I need to get some more. Excuse me, Jack.
Adam, this is your segment. You need to talk about Descendants 2.
My mouth is dry.
I don't care. So, Descendants 2 is a movie that only you saw.
Oh, interesting.
What are your thoughts on it?
You know, going into it, you don't think too much about it, right? But it wasn't bad.
No, we're not talking about it. We're talking about Descendants 2.
Exactly. I didn't see Descendants the first one, but I did see the second one, and it wasn't bad.
That's unusual for you.
I would...
Don't you usually only see a sequel if you...
Usually, yes, but you see, I didn't have the option to pick a movie. They picked Descendants 2, and that's what we watched. Not a bad movie, though. The music, it's a musical, you know, there are some songs, and there are pretty good songs, too. They're catchy.
So do I need to watch the first one to really understand
the
second
one?
Why did I think this was a horror movie? I know nothing about the Descendants movies.
It's kind of sequel, but like both of them have a similar plot to it, so you don't need to see the first one to see the second one. You don't need to know any prior knowledge, but there's a third one coming out.
Really?
Probably next year, maybe the year
after. Are you planning on seeing it?
Could you please tell us what this is?
What is this?
Yeah, what is like basic storyline without just spoiling major things?
See, it's kind of a spin on classic, what is it?
Musicals?
Disney villains.
Basically, yes.
Yeah, I know the movie. Yes. I've seen it as well.
So. Oh, now I know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, a unique plot, I guess you could say. It's kind of, I mean, it's, you know...
I'd say it's pretty unique, but, you know, it's like...
But, you
it's
know,
a unique story, but, like, overall, the plot's been used before.
It has been used before, but... Mm.
That's kind of its charm, you know?
It's an interesting movie, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend you spend money to it for it.
But now that it's out on Blu-ray, would you say go check it out?
It's a Disney Channel original.
It is a Disney Channel
original. You could watch it on TV.
Well, you could watch a lot of movies.
We did watch it on TV. We didn't have to spend any money for this.
There you go. All
right, there you go.
And if it happens to be on, you know what? Watch it.
All right, fair enough. I'm now going to take over and talk about Wind River, because none of the other three have seen it. Wind River, it's with Jeremy Renner and Elizabeth Olsen, and it's kind of like, it's a bit of a murder mystery. With involving Native Americans. It's very well done. It's probably going to make my top 10 favorite movies of the year list. If you have not seen it, definitely go check it out, especially with the Oscars coming up. That's kind of, I don't want to spoil too much for it. And now we're going to go to Tommy, because you watched the movie. You watched the movie Ninjago.
I did. Thank you.
We really should have recorded this live. Hear what we're talking. Adam has just taken his water and poured it all over my head.
All right, Ninjago. Yeah. Ninjago.
How did you miss that?
No, I'm
not. Were you on your phone throughout this entire thing?
Oh no, my God. I need Snapchat the water falling.
Oh my God. Yeah. All right, Tommy, Ninjago. Talk about Ninjago.
Listen, the Lego movies are pretty good, all right? Like, I think they're pretty good. They're funny. They have a good story. The first one was very surprising to me. Completely threw me for a loop. The Batman one, really charming. It wasn't as good as
the first one. I love the Batman one.
I love it too, but like still, there's a charm about the first one. Ninjago, I think, is still another step down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's cool to see like all this stuff going on. Sometimes you get a little disorienting on screen because there's so much happening.
Especially from our standpoint, it's like you and I have made stop motion with Legos before.
Oh, God.
It's like, man, this is what it could be. If
it makes
we were
me sick to
good.
My stomach, so...
Yeah, well, but like, is it full stop motion or
no?
It's
all
a
animated.
Blend.
It's all animated. Yeah. So,
all right.
But overall, it was good. The characters are likable. It's a good story. I would definitely check it out. So,
all right, cool. So now we're gonna move on to one that that Tommy and I have seen, but we're not gonna spoil too much because
Star Wars.
No. Because Luke, you're a big fan of the first movie. This would be Kingsman, the Golden Circle. You love the first one. We also love the first one. We've not seen the second one yet, but Tommy, Kingsman Golden Circle, I'll let you start off.
Masterpiece of disappointment.
What?
Really, like, the more I saw this movie again the other day, and it really, it's fun, it's crazy, I did enjoy it, but it is just not a good film, alright? Like,
interesting.
It does not hold up to the original in the slightest.
So I have a slightly different opinion on that. I've only seen it once, so I don't know how it'll hold up on my second viewing, but I would call it Kingsman the subplots, because it's got a crazy amount of subplots that don't really need to be in the movie. A whole action scene at the very end that could have been removed, like, it was the character, there was only this element, there was only this subplot to really have this one action scene, and you did not need it at all. I would say the first one's way better, but I still would say it's an okay movie. Like, it's good. It's fun. I enjoyed watching it. Like, I would say check it out if you like the first
one. I agree on that. Like, it's a good, it's fun to watch, but overall, I was just disappointed in the theater because I expected more out of it. Like, Kingsman was so good.
Yeah, well, they set a high bar for this.
And I just couldn't help but feel underwhelmed during this film.
So. All right, these next two are re-releases. They're Studio Ghibli films. This would be Nausicaa and Spirited Away. We're not going to go into huge detail because they didn't actually come out this year. What I will say, Nausicaa, I thought was very good. I didn't love it on the first viewing, but I want to see it again because I feel like there's a lot of story elements in there that I... There are particularly one, how it just kind of, it wrapped up too fast. but I feel like I'll appreciate it more the second time around. You haven't seen Nausicaa, correct?
No, I have not. I want to, though. I love Ghibli and what they've done. Yeah. So.
You saw Spirited Away.
Spirited Away, though.
Spirited Away. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's something...
I swear, I really did not think I was going to enjoy it. I thought it was weird to be sitting down to force to watch this terrible movie, but I came out of it thinking, wow, that was actually pretty good.
There were a few movies that I just sit there and become enveloped in the entire story. Like, I feel like I'm sitting on a ride and I can't get off. And I'm just like, I'm part of this world for, like, the 2 hours it is. It is beautifully animated with this hand-drawn, which makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, that's Studio Ghibli. I mean, all of theirs, even if you don't like the film, you can't deny that their animation is fantastic.
Second to none.
Yeah.
All right. It's special. Some scenes make me sick to my stomach just thinking about how many times I had to draw it over, so it's...
Yeah. No, I love Spirited Away. It's kind of like if you could take the imagination... like a child's imagination, dreams and nightmares, and put it onto paper, kind of literally in this case, that's what you would get. Hold on, there we have Adam trying to destroy the movie notes here.
Napkin, ladies and gentlemen.
We wrote it on a napkin.
We're real classy here.
There's a mess here. We
Jack Dill reviews.
But anyway, if you've not seen Spirited Away, what the heck? Go see it. It's
yes,
a fantastic
something
movie.
Is wrong with
yeah.
you.
Oh, and by the way, there's also, there's an air sequence that takes place in the clouds in Nausicaa. It is, it's also, like, a fantastic, great sequence in the movie. Anyway, we're going to move on to a movie that did come out this year, and that three of us saw, actually Luke just saw this earlier this week, and that'd be Thor Ragnarok.
True. I don't know if I get to count that as breaking out into song, but that's what I'm going to do. It.
Tommy, that was Tommy's attempt at the Immigrant Song, which is featured a lot in this movie.
So, it's used very well.
It is very well. So, I'll give Luke, since you haven't spoken in a while, talk about Thor Ragnarok. You just saw it this week.
Well, yeah, so I didn't make it out the first time I wanted to when it was at theater, so I had to wait till I made it home back from college. But as soon as we got down there, I have to say I was not disappointed. Every time you thought you knew what was going on, they just went some crazy direction. But every time they did, I ended up loving it even more and more. Without giving too much away, you know, the scene with Thor and Hulk, I think that had to be one of my favorite scenes in the entire movie.
Just
when Loki stood up in that one scene, and like, that's how it feels, I wanted just die
laughing.
Yeah,
no, there are the comedy in this movie, and huge credit to Taika Waititi, the director, but the comedy in this movie is, like,
Adam,
one of the best in the Marvel movies.
Hold on a second. Yeah. Adam, say that 5 times fast, Taika Waititi.
Taika Waititi?
Yeah, 5 times fast. Go.
Taika Waititi.
And a little
Taika
bit louder.
Waititi, Taika
faster.
Waititi, Taika Waititi.
Faster.
Taika Waititi, Taika... I don't know. Do you want to try it?
Taika Waititi, Taika Waititi, Taika Waititi.
I feel like you practice this.
Yeah. I don't practice anything in my life.
All right, Tommy, what about then your improv Thor Ragnarok review? Go.
Good, fun, surprising funny. Consequences.
Yes, and that is a big thing that... There was a lot of dark stuff that happened. Like, this is really a dark comedy.
It'd be so funny, and then they just, like, hit you in the face with, like, oh, yeah, this is reality.
Yeah.
Without saying too much, I think.
And the music is also very... It's very different from any Marvel movie.
It's like,
very
technic.
Yeah,
robotic.
And it fits the movie very well. Yeah. And you can't get away with Chris Hemsworth's performance of Thor. He gets funnier and funnier.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, his comedic timing is fantastic.
Wasn't this movie, like, 90% improv?
It was not 90%, but a lot. Taika Waititi's come out and said that it's most was improv. So, moving on, Thor Ragnarok, we would all highly recommend it.
Oh, yeah. Very much. Yeah.
If you haven't seen it already, what's wrong with you?
And if you're getting tired of, like, the movie, the superhero genre, I'd say this is a refreshing comedy take on it.
And see, one last thing on this movie. I have a bunch of friends who aren't big superhero fans, but when they went to see this one, they had to say they loved it, like, more than any other superhero movie they saw. It's great for even just standalone.
Yeah, I would agree. Alright, so we're going to move on now to another superhero movie that was not nearly as well received, and that would be Justice League. So this is essentially DC's Avengers.
Justice League and the Crimson Chin.
Yes. We can't really get away with mocking how...
Tell me!
How terrible...
Do you bleed?
Yeah, and we're just...
I am after seeing that scene!
this movie...
My eyes are!
It's the one movie we probably are going to get into some spoilers. So if you have not seen Justice League...
Skip ahead.
Skip ahead. We'll, until the next movie I can tell you we're going to talk about is actually Star Wars. So skip ahead until you hear a Star Wars discussion, which will be non-spoilers. So Justice League, we can't get... If you have not heard and you've been living under a rock... They digitally removed Henry Cavill's mustache.
Henry Cavill?
Henry Cavill's mustache, who plays Superman, because he was working on Mission Impossible 6. He needed to come back on for reshoots. And that...
things are falling around here, ladies and gentlemen.
Things are crumbling.
Jack, keep the train going.
So...
But it looks awful. That's the point we're trying to say.
There's a scene where... Batman says to Superman, like, this really dark voice, like, tell me, do you bleed?
And in this movie, Superman says it to Batman, but it's a close-up on his face.
It's a close-up on his face, and the digital... The CGI looks terrible. It's like this huge
chin.
It's really bad. But that's... That is ultimately a small thing in the movie. What did you think of the movie overall? Anyone? Luke, Tommy? What did you think of the movie
overall? I felt like it was a step up, which it sounds good, but to think of where DC was so down low, only one step up doesn't really bring them...
Yeah, I mean, Wonder Woman is like the odd movie out that will... Actually, Adam's going to talk about Wonder Woman in a second. But before we get to that, so Justice League, Tommy, what'd you...
It was fun, but, like, it doesn't hold up. They're trying to play catch-up, and then Infinity War drops a trailer, like, what, 2 weeks after it's released, and then it's just literally, to put it in frank terms, raped this movie. All right, like...
Frank terms.
Put it in frank terms, so frankly is the word I was looking for. So, I mean...
That's not the word you're looking for.
Whatever. I think we all know what we're thinking.
I don't think we do, though.
Well, even if... Destroy. Without comparing it to Marvel, just as a movie, it doesn't... It's a mess. The story's a bit of a mess. I do like the team. I will say that. I like the Justice League team. I want to see them again.
Without a doubt.
But the movie, the villain Steppenwolf, his CGI wasn't great, and the character was just very bland.
But even just looking at the
villain without the comics, it's a bland villain.
It's just big monster versus team.
Yeah, exactly.
They could have done so much more with the comic book.
And
more,
to be fair, Marvel hasn't had great villains in the past either, but that doesn't excuse DC from also not having a great villain.
I did appreciate the one Green Lantern scene they threw in there.
That was a great cameo. I did love that. Yeah.
If Green Lantern wasn't in this movie, if any of the Lanterns, I would have been just a little upset. Yeah. So at least we have hope for that.
All right. And this next one, we're going to keep strictly non-spoilers because we'll probably do another video talking about this. But Last Jedi, there's a lot of controversy going out.
Yes, more like the last straw for me. Yeah. Worst movie of 2017. Just kidding. I loved Last Jedi.
Same here. But... So. Well, I want to actually get to Luke, who had a different opinion. Now, I will say, I think this is actually important to say, we've only seen this once.
Yes.
All of our opinions could change upon seeing it a second time. So, I just dipped my napkin notes into the water that they poured out, so we maybe go in improv the rest of the show. But anyway, so... Without
spoiling, I understand. Yeah.
Without spoiling, because it did just come out last week, What are your thoughts on it?
So my thoughts, I know there is a lot of people who hate this movie, and I want to say that I am not one of them. I did think overall the movie was a great time to go, and I would totally go see it again. When it comes to standing with other Star Wars movies in the past, though, I felt the decisions that they made to forward the plot wasn't what I was hoping or expecting. And I can't really decide if they're bad yet, because we've only seen it once.
Yeah, and I think that's fair.
But I definitely think, first viewing, I was a little disappointed with what they did.
All right, and I want to just be clear, because there's been a lot of people online
who have
been talking, and I think the discussion is great. But the problem is that I think it's totally fine to acknowledge the fact... People didn't like it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that didn't like it.
To remove it from canon, though, that's a little far.
The petition going on to remove from canon, I think, is beyond stupid. and won't be effective in any way.
Here's the problem. Are people forgetting the prequels, though?
Well, like, that's been... What's an interesting thing that I've been seeing is that a lot of people have been... Because before this movie, it was very much... Yeah, like, even Force Awakens, we enjoyed it. It was a great improvement over the prequels. The prequels are still the prequels. And if you love the prequels, that's totally fine.
Which I love the prequels.
Yeah, Luke likes the prequels. It's totally fine if you like the prequels. We're not saying that. But you can't deny that most people who have seen the prequels have not enjoyed them. That's just a fact. So, after The Last Jedi, I've been seeing the discussion of, I can stand the prequels. The Last Jedi has been awful. And if you really feel like that, that's okay. But that's just been the conversation,
kept the movie going with me, there was... I'm not going to talk about any specific scenes, but there were scenes where I was just in awe. And literally breathless. I felt like I couldn't exhale due to the awe of what's happening on the screen.
I agree. Like, there's no... Like, I was captivated in this film. Besides...
There is one plot point, a storyline between Finn and Rose.
Finn as a character, I just feel, was underwhelming in the movie. I know Jack has separate feelings, and we'll talk about that more in the review.
I liked his character, what they did with him, especially towards the end, you know, like when they start doing their things, like, and they just kind of, you know, tease you out of it. It's just like, well, why'd you do that? I mean...
Yeah. I mean, I have slightly different thoughts. The one scene that you probably already heard of, I would say, I like the themes that were going on in it. I think the scene itself could have been done differently.
Agreed.
Ultimately, let's just go around quickly, would you recommend people go see who have been hearing negative things about The Last Jedi, would you recommend to go see it?
Absolutely.
Anyone who's seen any Star Wars movie, of course, should see it.
Yes.
I'm going to see it a second time, and probably even see it a third time, even though I didn't like it the first time. So it just shows testament to the movie that it is still a very good
movie. Adam, you're probably the biggest Star Wars fan out of all of us. What did you think?
Obvious sarcasm is obvious, by the way.
Yeah. I have not yet seen it. I've seen other Star Wars movies.
Don't worry, we have 3 tickets for you.
For our Christmas gift to Adam, all 3 of us are buying him a Last Jedi ticket back to back. So he just has to see them all back to back. And we're only going to go to one of them.
Then you'd be hurting, and you're re-gifting. What if I gave them to somebody else to go with me?
They're 3 different
names. But they're at different times. So you'd have to then give away.
See, the thing is, Adam said that if we ever bought a movie ticket for him, he would see it. So, we're
loophole!
Yep. Alright, and now we're going to go on to movies that came out earlier this year, one that came out last year, but we're going to give Adam a chance to talk about it because he has been very silent throughout. Let's talk about... No, let's go right into it. Moana.
Moana.
Hey!
Alright.
Alright, Tommy, you already saw it.
Number 3.
So, Adam, you saw Moana this year, correct? It came out last year, but we're going to give you a chance to talk about it. What did you think of Moana? Go ahead.
I'm not moving closer.
All right.
Jack's motioning to me move closer, but I'm going to stay right here.
This back up, you know what?
The whole time.
Don't back up.
Okay. Well, I feel like everybody was talking about how great it was, right? They're saying this is an amazing movie. They hyped it up a little bit.
But, is that loud enough?
That's plenty loud.
Okay, but I don't think it was as good as the review said.
What were some problems you had with it?
I don't think he has problems.
I don't know if it's problems. It's just
it was just overhyped.
It's a problem.
I don't know if there was problems, but I think it was just, you know.
We should also point out that Adam has a very controversial taste in movies. We're going to do a segment called "Why Does Adam Hate Movies?"
The soundtracks in Moana were better than Frozen.
Absolutely.
All right.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they were.
I disagree, but that's
well. Right. You're wrong.
No, I'm not.
No, that's just wrong.
I didn't like the ending. Somebody should have died.
It's a Disney movie.
I know. People always die in Disney movies, right?
Yeah, but still. Why did the mom or dad die in this film?
Actually, the grandma did die.
Yeah.
But I feel like that wasn't enough. Like, it wasn't like...
You just want total massacre in
it wasn't
Disney
suspenseful.
I
was expecting.
You wanted the pig to die. You wanted the chicken to die.
Like, think about The Lion King. The dad dying. Does anybody really expect that?
No, that's why it was one of
the things. Everyone tried out.
There was something in there. Like, somebody,
I'm really curious.
Somebody needs to die.
What if the oceans just turned to sand?
That's another thing about going back to Descendants 2. Nobody died in... Spoiler alert, nobody dies in Descendants 2.
Wow!
And that's a problem. Somebody has to die.
Yeah, even more time after this, I
spoil it. Spoiler for Star Wars, Han Solo dies.
Oh no, you spoiled The Last Jedi.
Alright, well, comes back to life then dies again.
Han Solo is a Force ghost.
I also feel that the ending in Moana, just, there wasn't enough going on. You know, like, you gotta have a big, powerful ending. I feel like they didn't do a good job.
Yeah, fighting the big lava monster, that wasn't big enough.
Oh, like, right. They tried, but it was kind of like...
You want them to be fighting a living planet. That's what Guardians 2 is for. Anyway, let's go on to The Big Sick, which, Luke, right, I want to really see this movie, but you're the only one who's gone around seeing it. What did you think of The Big Sick?
Alright, well, I'm a big fan of the romantic comedy genre. I think every movie that comes out, no matter the critics, it's gold.
Oh, God.
But this one's an exception just because it is actually gold.
It's not crappy romantic gold. It's actual romantic gold.
With, like, gold wrapping around it, like the other movies? This is actually just gold.
Hey! Don't bring that stuff here in this podcast, all right?
All right,
don't bring that
movie.
Type of stuff here.
Oh, religion, Tommy?
Okay. Are you okay?
I need to use your desktop.
For what?
I'd like to check to see if I've liked or commented on any Facebook posts that were from Russian bots.
What?
They have a new app.
What the hell is this podcast?
No,
what is this podcast?
They just came out with a new thing. You can check to see if you've liked any posts that were from Russian interference.
Oh, my Lord.
Why are we talking about that?
All right, Adam, we will check that out in a second.
All right, Adam, get lost.
All right, back.
Go, get out. You're fired.
Luke continues.
We're getting back to it. All right, so this movie, it brings about experiencing life and romance from a different culture, because not many of us get to experience or even know much about what marriages from Pakistan, and this movie not only has great hilarious moments, but it also teaches you a lot about the culture, because the way it was written, the actor who plays the lead role, it's a true story, he also wrote the movie and acted in it, so you get to have a real life experience of what goes on in the movie. And Tommy, would you like to add anything?
I don't care to see this movie. I don't like the romantic comedy.
You don't like rom-coms?
I don't like rom-coms.
Well, Luke,
I think they're boring and dumb,
movie?
No matter what they are.
Superhero movies are boring and dumb.
Well, you're wrong on that.
You like The Killing Joke, which you liked it more than any of us liked it.
That's a little bit different.
How is that different?
It's a cartoon Batman movie. How is that different?
You liked Wonder Woman.
It was alright. It was good, but it wasn't great.
You say that, but you said it was pretty bad.
Luke, would you recommend?
Recommendations. For 2:00 in the morning, when you're sitting there with a tub of ice cream, this was a great movie to watch.
See, Luke,
did you cry just sitting there eating your tub of ice cream?
Realizing you're going to die alone.
Yeah.
All right, Adam, would you recommend Moana? I forgot to ask you.
Why not?
And now we have one last one. Well, we got into Wonder Woman. Yeah. I think that's about wraps it up.
I think this is a very successful podcast.
I enjoyed it. All
right, I hope.
Let's never do it again.
The one person who will listen to this enjoyed it all the way through. If you actually made it to this point in the podcast, like, you deserve to go treat yourself, because I don't think I could have made it through this far.
If you're even listening, please.
The two people.
I think, like, the comedy aspect of it. It's gonna
Are you critiquing the podcast? Like, I think people will listen to this because of the comedy. If they've gotten to this point, it doesn't matter because I've already listened to it.
And now we'll be laughing even more is the important thing.
Let me put it this way.
All right, Adam, final thoughts.
If four well-known podcasters did something like this, it would be very popular.
Yeah.
We're not well-known.
This will put us on the map, ladies and gentlemen.
Tommy, Luke, Adam, thank you for joining.
Thanks for having us. Signing off, farewell.
Do you have a place that people could find you? Twitter that you want to give out? Facebook?
Check Instagram out. L_Henry_21. You know, got me there.
Damn.
All right, Adam, you want to be found anywhere?
Yeah, my name is Adam Falone. Just search me up, you'll find me. Yep.
He's that famous.
It's F-A-L-L-O-N-E.
F-A-L... Yeah, it is. I thought you had double A's there. All right, Tommy?
Find me on Twitter or Snapchat, TWaters17. All right, it's TWATTERS17.
That's three T's.
Yeah, three T's. They're not consecutive, all right? But there's three T's in my name, so...
And you can find me Twitter at JackDeal1.
The failing JackDeal1.
Links in the bio.
Link in the description below, guys. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
Or Stardust, JDeal204.
Oh, I have one of those too.
If you guys are part of the notification squad, commenting back for the first 30 minutes.
Stardust, it's a great app to show.
And if if Monster Energy is listening, give me a sponsorship, all right? Because Monster Energy. It sucks. Give me a sponsorship.
All right. Well, if you've hung around this long.
All right, goodbye.